Morning, Maseches Vachim. We're in the ninth paragraph to Mishnah Vav. The Kulam, in all of the cases that were mentioned previously, things that were placed on the Mizbeach, which were not supposed to be placed, but nonetheless we said that they should stay there, that they're not to be removed. We discussed when it came to the bones, the sinews, the horns, and things of that nature, when they're attached to the behemoth at that time, so also it's to stay. However, shepaku mi'al gamizbeach, for whatever reason, if it was, let's say, singed a little bit by the fire of the mizbeach, and then afterwards it fell onto the floor, at that point, lo yachzer, we're not going to go out of our way to pick it back up and to put it back onto the mizbeach, lo yachzer, we don't return it. V'chein gacheles shepaku mi'al gamizbeach. It says it's the same thing, that when it comes to kachelos, which are coals, some explained that things that were on the mizbeach were so destroyed that it's comparable to coals, that once it falls onto the floor, no longer is it necessary to put it back up. At that point already, it doesn't need to be put on the mizbeach again. And then the third and final part of the Mishnah says that Ivarim Shepaku Miel Gabi HaMizbeach, that when it comes to the limbs, in which we know that the fats in the limbs could also be consumed on the Mizbeach in the nighttime, even though there's only the Tumid offering in the morning and in the afternoon, but nonetheless, Karbanos, the leftovers, can be continued to be consumed throughout the night. So in the situation over here by these limbs that fell off of the Mizbeach, so it depends at the time. So if it's Kodem Chatzos, it was before midnight, then Yachasir. At that point, you still have to return it because the main part of the Avoda has not yet been finished. And therefore, you have to put it back onto the Mizbeach if those limbs fell off. And not only that, in the event that a person would not do so, rather, derive benefit from such limbs, then a person would violate Me'ilah, and that they would have to bring a carbon Me'ilah for using that which belongs to the Beit HaMikdash. La'achar chatzos lo yachzer v'ein mu'alan behen. However, after midnight has passed, and also as it's explained among the Mefarshim, that the bones do not have anything on it, these limbs do not have any meat on it, because it's already been consumed quite well on the Mizbeach. So at that point, and it's already past midnight, lo yachzer, does not have to return, and for that reason also, v'ein mu'alan behen, if a person, for whatever reason, would use these things, then they would not violate Me'ilah, and no carbon Me'ilah would be brought.